The red river of our lives, of our feminine energy, of our living, happens through the menstrual cycle. And as I have been reflecting on this painting called Flow, I realize that I've had a varied and interesting relationship with my menstrual cycle. I can't remember the age that it came. I can remember the day that it came when I climbed a tree, a bit of a tomboy, not understanding what was happening between my legs. I had not had the talk with my mother and didn't understand why I was hurt. I was bleeding. I hadn't cut myself or fallen, yet the blood was flowing. Later on in my life, as I was a national class athlete, running track and field, my cycle would disappear. And even though I had not had sex, I was young, I would think that I was a bad girl, that somehow, because of some education that I had seen, that the sperm had walked across a sidewalk and gone up my leg, and somehow I had become pregnant. I would find out that the intense training would shift my cycles, and they would become unpredictable and painful. This lack of knowledge and lack of education and some somewhat inventive ways of talking about sex and our sexuality caused some pain within my soul and within my psyche, thinking that I was a bad girl. This is where babies came from. Was I pregnant? When your cycle went away, that's when a baby came. So there was fear as well. As I was painting this piece, I could feel the word judgment and the judgments that we put ourselves through and the stories and the choices that we make. To go without child, to choose to be childless. The joy of having a baby and that choice. The joy of starting new life and new creation. The fear of finding out you're pregnant and not knowing how you're going to get by. The choice of abortion or not to abort. To adopt or not to adopt. All of these stories of self-esteem and worth flow through this cycle of femininity that starts at a very young age and can be dependent upon the women that are around us, our environment. My choice was to not have children. And now those choices come to roost, looking at families with no regret. Smiling and enjoying them. And sometimes, yes, feeling a sense of relief that I did not become a single mother with three mouths to feed, wondering from day to day how it was going to get accomplished as my mother did. April 22nd, 2005 was the day of my last period. My cycle of creation was literally scared out of me through a robbery at gunpoint. I didn't realize until now, until putting this paint to the canvas, that I was robbed of more than stuff. I was robbed of a transition of life. Moving into my wise womanhood, my cronyism, being able to relate stories to younger women about this transition into menopause. This flow, my flow, has been with me through transitions and transcendence, through transmutations. The changes of life, this divine energy of who I am as a woman, defining me and educating me and allowing me to be who I am. And live with my choices. And celebrate them. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe. And live.